So obviously everybody's spending a lot more time at home right now. If you're not an essential service worker, you're spending all of your time at home right now, unless you're going for a socially distanced walk or you're going to the grocery store to practice social distancing there as well, right?
That's right. And couples, you know, a lot of couples, both parents working, the kids are running around, so everyone's really tight and squeezed together and sees each other every day. And
it's not easy. There are going to be challenges.
For sure.
So we reached out to Lisa Brookman, psychotherapist and co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, you've been really busy with a lot of Skype and Zoom sessions with your clients, right?
Oh, yes. We're business as usual, and we're doing them through Zoom. We're doing them Skype, phone calls. It's actually going really well.
All right. Well, I'm so thankful that you're taking the time to chat with us. You and I did an Instagram Live earlier this week as well, which people said was really helpful, and you are helping a lot of people right now. So thank you. And, you know,
thank you.
We've been talking a lot about, and people in general have been talking a lot about, like, working from home, what to do with the kids, how we're feeling about the fear and anxiety. But I really wanted this morning to delve into relationships. We have a lot of couples right now who are home together, staring each other in the face 24/7. It's got to be taking a toll at some point, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, couples in general take a lot of work, their relationships. And now in these kind of circumstances where couples are forced to be together for long periods of time without a lot of time and space to kind of do their own thing, I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on couples.
Lisa, are you hearing from your clients that this is starting to become a struggle between them?
Absolutely. They're just not sure how to manage it and how to navigate it with having their partner home all the time with them.
Okay.
That's been one of the challenges that's been coming up.
And I think it's tough, right? Both some households, both couples are working. The kids are in the background, and stress is definitely on everyone's mind these days. And, you know, outer stress and inner stress as well.
Absolutely. It's a handful. And I think for a lot of families, especially couples, it's feeling they're feeling very overwhelmed with the idea of everyone being under the same roof for all these hours of a day.
Okay, so I, like, full disclosure, I've only spoken to Mark about this. I've not spoken to his wife, Sarah.
We're noticing, Lisa, that our relationship has been better over the last 3 to 4 weeks during this time.
And I love that. That means, you know, maybe you guys needed to spend a little bit more quality time together, being under the same roof, it being more relaxed, which I think is fabulous. And I am hearing that couples are actually enjoying the time that they're spending together.
Yeah,
so I think that's fabulous.
And I can tell you why, at least from my part, is that the normal, you know, day-to-day BS is just not important anymore.
I have to tell you, I'm also enjoying the time spending at home for the most part with my family, having that time to have lunch together as a family. And, you know, my husband and I will just take a few minutes and go for a walk with the dog. This is something that we haven't had in our life in probably 10 or 15 years to be able to do that. So making the moments count and having the precious moments of going for a walk or having lunch together, you know, it's right. It takes all the, you know, the overwhelming stuff that we had in our everyday life. It kind of puts it on the back burner, and we're able to be a little bit more mindful and in the moment.
Okay, so, but let's be honest, this is not the case for everyone right now.
No, and it's not the case for everyone all the time. Those are, you know, some great moments. And then there's the complicated and difficult moments that get thrown in and make this a bit more overwhelming. Listen, again, there's a new normal now. I don't think we've ever been exposed to anything like this. And navigating it and learning how to kind of have that balance between your own private time, your couple time, your family time, work time, working from home, it's all very challenging. So people are truly struggling with it.
All right, so we've got 5 tips for dealing in your relationship, keeping the relationship healthy as you can during these circumstances.
So my number one tip is to keep those lines of communication open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, in general, couples have trouble communicating. That's one of the main issues why couples come to see me. And I think amongst what's going on, people are even finding it a little bit more difficult. And especially being home all the time, I think they might replace the physical presence with actually talking to each other. So talk, make sure that you sit down at least, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a day, talk about what you're feeling, talk about if you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, or talk about what you're grateful for, but take those times to communicate and make sure that your partner knows your needs.
Okay.
Really important.
That's a great tip.
My second one, which I think is very important, and I've been practicing it myself, is give your partner plenty of space.
Ooh, yeah.
And you take space.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really lovely for us to go for a walk for 15 minutes with the dog, or like I said, have lunch together or watch a movie. But then I really need my time alone. I'm a big believer of space and decompressing. So, you know, you shouldn't be insulted if your partner wants that space, and you shouldn't feel badly about asking for it. It's really crucial to make the flow of the day work.
I love that. Take your space. And what about the romance? Like, it's hard to find the romance in COVID-19.
It absolutely is, especially if you have a bunch of children around. Privacy and, you know, romantic time is not always available at your fingertips, but you have to make it happen. So, you know, you can make a candlelight dinner after the kids go to sleep, or, you know, open a bottle of wine and make a movie night, and the two of you can sit on the couch and watch a movie once the kids are, you know, either downstairs or in bed. There are things you can do, and I think a lot of couples might forget about the importance of that piece.
Right.
Because of everything that's going on. So I think if you could make that a top priority, you'll feel really reconnected to your partner.
And Mark mentioned the other day that he and Sarah actually did like an online double date kind of with your friends, right?
We did. We had a Zoom, we had a drink Zoom date with another couple.
So I just actually spoke to a client this week who told me she did the same thing. I thought it was brilliant. She's a very social couple. They go out, they love to socialize, and the couple had been feeling like a little bit of an emptiness. So they also created a virtual cocktail party with four other couples. They ended up being on virtual, you know, in this virtual space for hours, and they ended up having the best time. So I really highly recommend that. You can do cocktails, you can do a movie night. I think it's brilliant, and it really replaces that social component that you might be missing as a couple.
It was very therapeutic, definitely. So social distancing is hard on a lot of people, and it was just great to be together. And, you know, we haven't talked to our friends or seen our friends in weeks, and it was just great to be together.
I love it. I've been doing, anyone that I've been speaking to lately, I've been doing it on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm catching up with a family member or a friend, just that social interaction over the phone and seeing someone's face, it could replace the longing that we've been feeling. So I love the virtual cocktail party. I think it's brilliant.
Me too. And you have one more tip for sort of keeping the relationship healthy and dealing through this time through a pandemic, ultimately. And what's that last tip, Lisa?
The last tip is really to remind yourself that eventually things are going to go back to normal.
Mm.
So this is temporary. It's a bit of a crisis. People are not really sure how to navigate it. It's overwhelming. But eventually life will go back to normal. You will have your work, life, family, couple balance again. So if you are having a hard time and you're struggling, just if you could put it in perspective and you could remember that eventually we will be back to our normal, I think that will kind of keep you in check and help you feel a little bit more grounded if you are feeling overwhelming.
That's great advice.
If you're feeling overwhelmed with the couple.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great to keep in mind. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Can we talk to you next week again? We need you right now.
Anytime. I'm available to you guys anytime you need me.
Thanks, Lisa. That is Lisa Brookman. She's a psychotherapist and co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. And we'll get our chat for you up online at thebeat925.ca. Have a great day, Lisa.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.